Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're tackling something that might seem a little counterintuitive at first. Entrepreneurship as a path to work-life balance.
Yeah, I know, right? It seems like we're always hearing about the hustle and the grind of starting your own business.
Exactly. But the source material we're looking at today actually makes a really compelling case for how entrepreneurship can lead to more control and flexibility, which could ultimately translate into a better balance.
And that's what's so interesting about this perspective. It really challenges that traditional narrative.
Totally. So to kick things off, the source opens with this bold statement. The most effective way of finding work-life balance is by having more control over your work or your life. Fortunately, entrepreneurship guarantees that.
Wow, that's quite a claim.
I know, right?
Okay.
It definitely caught my attention. What are your initial thoughts on that? Does it resonate with your own experiences at all?
You know, it really does, because so often in traditional job settings, it feels like you're constantly at the mercy of someone else's schedule, someone else's deadlines, someone else's definition of success.
It's like you're always trying to fit yourself into a mold that doesn't quite work.
Exactly. And that can be so draining. But with entrepreneurship, you have the opportunity to step back and say, wait a minute, what do I want my work life to look like? What matters to me?
It's about taking ownership and designing a work life that actually aligns with your values and priorities.
Precisely. And that's where this idea of control becomes so powerful.
Yeah, it's not just about setting your own hours, although that's definitely a perk.
Right. It's about having the autonomy to shape your work in a way that feels good to you. It's about being able to prioritize the things that are important to you, both personally and professionally.
It's about creating a work life that feels sustainable and fulfilling, not just something you're constantly trying to survive.
Exactly. And that brings us to another interesting point that the source raises. It argues that entrepreneurship can actually lead to better health prioritization.
Okay, now that one might raise a few eyebrows. I mean, starting a business is no walk in the park. It can be incredibly stressful.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. When you're the one calling the shots, you quickly realize that you can't pour from an empty cup.
I love that analogy.
So if you're constantly burning the candle at both ends, neglecting your health, your business is going to suffer.
It's like that saying, you can't take care of anyone else if you don't take care of yourself first.
Right. And as an entrepreneur, your well-being is directly tied to your success. So it becomes less about forcing yourself to follow some strict health regimen and more about recognizing that taking care of yourself is actually a smart business decision.
It's about understanding that investing in your health, whether it's through exercise, nutrition, sleep, whatever works for you, is an investment in your business as well.
Yeah, it's all connected.
And I imagine that kind of mindset shift can be pretty empowering.
Yeah.
It's no longer about feeling guilty for taking time for yourself. It's about realizing that those things are essential for you to be able to show up fully in your work.
Absolutely. And I think that's a key part of what makes entrepreneurship so appealing to a lot of people. It gives you the flexibility to create a work life that supports your overall well-being.
It's about finding a rhythm that works for you, not trying to force yourself into a mold that doesn't fit.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to keep exploring as we dive deeper into this source material.
Stay tuned, because we've got a lot more to unpack. You know, as we're talking about this, I keep thinking about how in traditional jobs, it often feels like you have to compartmentalize different parts of your life. Like there's work you and there's home you, and they never quite seem to meet.
Oh, I totally get that. It's like you're constantly switching hats and trying to keep everything separate.
Exactly. But what I'm finding so intriguing about this whole entrepreneurship thing is that it seems to offer more of an opportunity to integrate those different aspects of yourself.
It's about creating more of a holistic life, right? Where your work and your personal life aren't constantly at odds with each other.
Yes. And the source actually touches on this in a really interesting way. It talks about how entrepreneurship can strengthen your relationships, both personal and professional.
Oh, that's a great point. I mean, we often hear about entrepreneurs having to sacrifice their personal lives for the sake of their businesses.
Right, like it's this either situation.
Hmm.
But this source argues that strong relationships are actually crucial for success as an entrepreneur.
Because at the end of the day, we're all human, right? We need connection. We need support. We need people to bounce ideas off of and celebrate wins with.
Exactly. And when you have more control over your schedule and your energy, as we were talking about earlier, you're actually able to show up more fully in those relationships.
Yeah, you're not constantly feeling drained or pulled in a million different directions. You can be more present, more engaged, more supportive.
And that not only benefits your relationships, but it also benefits your business.
Because when you have a strong support system, you're more resilient, you're more creative, you're more likely to take risks and push yourself outside of your comfort zone.
It's like having a whole cheerleading squad behind you.
Exactly. And they can also offer valuable insights and perspectives that you might not have considered on your own.
It's amazing how interconnected everything is. You know, one thing that really stood out to me in the source was this idea that entrepreneurship pushes you to become the best version of yourself.
Oh, I love that concept. It's like entrepreneurship is a giant personal growth accelerator.
Right. You're constantly learning new things, facing challenges, stepping outside of your comfort zone.
And that can be really exciting. But I think it's also important to acknowledge that this whole best version thing can be the bit of a double-edged sword.
How so?
Well, because it's easy to get caught up in this idea of constantly striving for perfection, of never being good enough.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Like, yeah. It could become another form of pressure.
Exactly. And I think the key is to remember that the best version of yourself is not some fixed destination. It's an ongoing journey.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Yes. And it's about defining success on your own terms, not based on some external standard.
It's about aligning your actions with your values and creating a life that feels authentic to you.
And ultimately, I think that's what work-life balance is all about. It's about creating a life that feels good, a life that you're excited to wake up to every day.
I love that. So it sounds like finding work-life balance through entrepreneurship is not about achieving some kind of picture-perfect state,
mm-hmm.
but rather about finding a rhythm that works for you.
It's about constantly experimenting, adjusting, and figuring out what allows you to thrive, both personally and professionally.
And it's about recognizing that you have the power to create that for yourself.
Exactly. You have the agency to design a work life that supports your well-being and allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life.
So we've talked a lot about the potential benefits of entrepreneurship for work-life balance. But I think it's important to acknowledge that it's not a magic solution.
Oh, definitely not. It's not like you start a business and suddenly everything in your life is perfectly balanced.
Right. It still takes work. It takes intentionality. It takes a willingness to really examine your own values and priorities.
And to be honest, I think that's true of work-life balance in general. Whether you're an entrepreneur or not, there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
That's such a good point.
Mm.
It's about figuring out what works for you. And what works for you might change over time.
Exactly. And that's something the source really emphasizes. It's not about achieving some kind of static state of balance, but rather about finding a rhythm that feels sustainable and fulfilling.
It's about being able to adjust and adapt as your life changes.
And to give yourself grace when things don't go perfectly. Because let's be real, life is messy. There are always going to be unexpected challenges and curveballs.
Absolutely. But I think that's where this whole idea of entrepreneurship being a mindset shift comes in. It's about recognizing that you have the power to create the work life you want.
It's about taking ownership and being proactive rather than just reacting to whatever life throws at you.
And that can be incredibly empowering, even if it's also a little daunting at times.
Oh, yeah. It definitely takes courage to step outside of your comfort zone and forge your own path.
But I think that's what makes this whole conversation about entrepreneurship and work-life balance so exciting. It's about realizing that you have more choices than you might think.
And that you're not alone on this journey. There are so many resources, communities, and mentors out there to support you.
So listener, as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with this question. What does work-life balance mean to you? What are your non-negotiables? What brings you joy and energy? And how can you start designing a work life that reflects those values?
Take some time to really reflect on those questions, because when you know what matters most to you, you can start making choices that move you closer to the life you want to create.
And remember, it's an ongoing journey. There's no finish line. It's about constantly learning, growing, and adjusting along the way.
Exactly. And most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout the process.
We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive and found it insightful and inspiring. Thanks for listening.
Until next time.